Judd Apatow wrote and directed the new screwball comedy Knocked Up. Apatow worked on some of TV's most groundbreaking comedies, among them The Larry Sanders Show and Freaks and Geeks, before his movie success with The 40-Year-Old Virgin. In Knocked Up, he casts many of his old Freaks and Geeks actors in a very different kind of story. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
The premise of Knocked Up is as blunt, as basic as its title. Katherine Heigl of Grey's Anatomy plays Allison, an attractive and newly successful TV correspondent who becomes pregnant after a drunken one-night stand with Ben, played by Seth Rogen. Despite the advice of her mother and friends to get an abortion, Allison chooses both to have the baby and to bond with its father, which is no easy task, given that Ben is an unholy monument to self-indulgence. He's slovenly, he's unemployed, and he shares a sty with unhygienic stoners who tinker with building a website that documents nude scenes of famous actresses, but who mostly hover over their bong. The writer and director, Judd Apatow, has carved out a niche that I envy. He makes films about backward boy men driven to face up to their adult responsibilities. But along the way, he gets to wallow in their geekiness and childishness and druggy dissolution. He gets to keep a foot in both worlds. Knocked Up is very conventional, and its values are conservative, maybe even reactionary. But it plays like one of the hippest movies ever made. Apatow can show riotous scenes of getting drunk and stoned and having unprotected sex and leering at naked babes on the internet because his movie builds to a message of nuclear family and baby worship. Freaks and Geeks freaks will recognize Rogen, along with Martin Starr and Jason Segel and James Franco in a cameo as himself. And they'll know that Apatow's heart is with this overweight eyesore Ben, even when the camera lingers on Rogen's huge buttocks as Allison gazes on him in horror the morning after. Of course, it's improbable that they'd pair up in the first place, as in Sideways, the idea of a tall drink-of-water blonde falling into bed with a pudgy, penniless, alcoholic dweeb suggests wishful thinking on the part of male filmmakers. Listen to Allison's attempt to get to know the father of her child.
I'm Canadian.
Oh, that's
from
cool.
Vancouver. I live here illegally, actually. Don't tell anyone. But it works out in my advantage, I think, ultimately, because I don't have to pay any taxes. So financially, that's helpful. Because I don't have a lot of money, you know. I mean, I'm not poor or anything, but I eat a lot of spaghetti.
So, you know, the web page or whatever is just something that you guys do for fun. Do you have a real job?
Well, that is our job.
Oh.
We don't technically get money for the hours we put in, but it is our job.
So how do you...
How do I pay rent? When I was in high school, I got ran over by a postal truck.
Oh, my God.
It was my foot more than anything. But I got like 14 grand from the British Columbia government.
Right.
And that really lasted me. I mean, until now. I mean, it's been almost 10 years. I have like 900 bucks left. So that should last me for like, I mean, I'm not a mathematician, but like another 2 years.
Ben is appalling, but he doesn't exist in a vacuum. Apatow depicts the rest of Allison's life as a tiptoe among unruly brats, from the whiny celebrity she interviews on the E! Network to her affluent sister Deb, played by Leslie Mann, and brother-in-law Pete, played by Paul Rudd. Deb and Pete represent marital stability and seethe with loathing for each other. It's against the ghastly example of their marriage and the obsession with skinniness of her network employers that Allison decides to have her baby. Knocked Up bogs down as it approaches the two-hour point, which ought to be the outer limit for a screwball comedy. This one is 2 1/4, and each new section begins with a high-resolution shot of an actual growing fetus. For all the baby worship, though, Apatow never explores Allison's decision to go ahead with the pregnancy, and he has little to say about the struggles, economic and otherwise, of single motherhood. For better or worse, this feels like a post-Roe v. Wade-era movie. The message is that there's never a reason to terminate a pregnancy. Wow, I've gotten so serious. And the movie isn't, at least on the surface. As Apatow explores the question of how to build and sustain a family in a culture obsessed with youth and freedom and fantasies of escape, the banter is bruisingly funny. The characters brilliantly childish. Apatow's wife, Leslie Mann, gives the breakout performance, her voice all girlish and purring until it builds to a fusillade of expletives at her clueless husband. Heigl is a great Alice in a wonderland of loons, and Rogan never lets Ben get too cuddly. His aversion to commitment is instinctive. He's the perfect mascot for Apatow's universe, dragged into adulthood by his sperm, one side stoned, the other sober, the Janus head of the modern male.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. Coming up, a non-military salute to Sergeant Pepper. This is Fresh Air.